you for a few minutes from the Word of God. I know that we're here and we have seen the children enact the Christmas story. We've heard the scriptures. We've heard beautiful songs. And is that all there is to Christmas? In the world today, Christmas has become a holiday that is really all about gifts and gift-giving and goodwill and cheer during this season. And there's nothing wrong with that. As I've said over these past few weeks, I'm not a Scrooge. I'm not against Christmas. In fact, I had to share a confession last year, and some of those that needed to hear that confession weren't here last year, but on the missions trip last winter, when we were in Honduras, we actually watched the movie Elf, and I actually laughed through some of the movie. So I'm not a Scrooge. On the other hand, I believe there is a deeper, a true meaning to Christmas, or better called Advent, the advent of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world. We've read the scripture. We've heard the declarations of the angel. We've seen the testimony of Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, many, many people that saw this great thing. Of course, the difficulty is that you and I were not there. The difficulty is that we didn't see it with our own eyes. The difficulty is that we live in an age where if we don't see it ourselves, we don't believe it. And yet I submit to you, there are many here tonight that have put their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ, and their life has been transformed because of that truth and that reality. I want to challenge you tonight as we listen to the scriptures, and especially the scripture where God speaks through his Son, Jesus Christ, and he said, listen, God loves us so much that he wasn't content for us to die in our sin and to be separated, but he sent his Son that we might know eternal life. If you have never experienced that in your life, if you have never come towards God and said, God, I don't know if you're real, but I want to know. I don't know if Jesus Christ is true, if he is really your Son, but I want to know. If you come with that kind of heart attitude, he will show himself to you. If I were to allow us to open it up tonight for testimony, I believe there would be dozens, and we would stay here all night, who would give testimony to those who have received Jesus Christ. Now, here's the thing I know. I'm here tonight to try to convince you, but I know I cannot. That's the quandary of being a preacher, that I preach God's word with the intent to convert, with the intent to influence, with the intent to persuade, but I know that I cannot. I know it is the Spirit of God, and only the Spirit of God, that can touch the human heart, that can convince you of the truth of Jesus Christ. And so I accept that reality, and I simply submit myself to the power of his word and the testimony of the Holy Spirit in many people's lives. There are many people here tonight who have experienced this in their lives. There are many people that have come to a service, or they've come to a special event, or they've come to a retreat, or they've come to a ladies' event or a men's event, and they never intended necessarily to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ. I can think of a couple of years ago that were invited to a marriage seminar that we had here. And in this marriage seminar, the first thing that we did was to take a personality test. Real spiritual, huh? It wasn't one of those things that would really, you know, bring people into the presence and the knowledge of God. But it was through that personality test that they connected with some of the folks here and heard the testimony of how their lives had been changed, how their marriages had been saved from doom because of the power of the risen Jesus Christ. I submit to you tonight that if you have never considered a relationship with Jesus Christ, that tonight to be a night that changes your life. I grew up in the church and I had many, many services, went to many, many services like this. Candlelight services. Back then they had real candles. We have stopped using the real ones because as it happened in that church that I grew up in, we set people on fire. And we have to be very careful of that. I think it happened here. I think it was the first year I came. One of the kids didn't mean to, but he set the girl's hair on fire in front of him. And so we used the battery powered. I know it's a little cheesy, but we'll deal with it. But I grew up in the church, and we used to go to 11 o'clock evening services on Christmas Eve. And we would hear the song sung. We would hear the carol sung. And it was enchanting. It was romantic in that sense. It was heartwarming. But somehow in the midst of that, God spoke to me about the reality of Jesus Christ. And that began to work in my life. And at the age of 19, I had made a choice that I was going to go out and do my own thing. My parents had raised me in the church, but when I turned 18, I said, I've had enough of this church thing, and Mom and Dad, your church is kind of square, and it's really not what I want to be a part of. So I went out on my own, and I stopped going to church. I stopped going to services. I stopped really reading the Bible, stopped having any influence. And I got to tell you, my life began to take a tailspin. And I found myself doing things that I had said and promised I would never do. And I don't need to go into details because many of us know the failures of our life. No matter whether you're young or old, we all sin. We all get into things. We all do things that we said we would never do. You see, sin will take you farther than you ever wanted to go. It'll cost you more than you ever wanted to pay. And we think we're invulnerable, but we think we are somehow independent and we can handle our own lives. Well, I found out very quickly that I could not. And I think God used that experience of going out into the desert, so to speak, to draw me back. And I began to go to this little church, not my parents' church anymore. I had to find my own way. I went to this little church where they just began to preach out of the Bible. And this time, I had an ear to listen and an ear to hear. And it was like the preacher was speaking directly to me. I thought he was reading my mail. I went up to him after a service one day and I said, have you been talking to my parents? And he chuckled. He said, no, Tom, I have not. He was very gracious. But he knew I was struggling. He knew that I'd been out in the desert and he knew that God was calling me. And I heard that message that I'd grown up hearing, but never really heard with my ears, the ears of my heart, and the eyes of my spirit. I heard that message that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can save me. And I responded. At age 19, I rededicated my life to Christ and I got baptized. And I said, from this day on, I'm going to follow Jesus Christ because He is the reality of my life. I met Jesus Christ in a way that was undeniable. See, no longer was my parents' faith, no longer was it the testimony of someone else, but rather, I knew God in a personal way myself. For God so loved Tom that He gave His one and only Son, that if Tom would believe in Him, Tom would not perish, but have everlasting life. And God granted me that miracle. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God can grant you that miracle. I believe God is speaking to many of you here tonight. You've heard the testimonies, you've sung the songs, but more than that, I believe the Spirit of God is touching hearts so that you're being drawn. And my challenge, my encouragement to you tonight is to put your faith in Christ. Have you received God's Christmas gift of His Son, His one and only Son, who takes away the sin of the world? Yes, He was the babe born in the manger. But more than that, He died for our sins and rose from the dead. And He proved it by showing himself to hundreds of people. Many people today will say, I just don't believe in this resurrection stuff. How can it be possible? Well, we're told in the scriptures that over 500 people saw Jesus alive again, and many of them gave their lives because of their testimony. When they were told, recant your testimony or die by the sword, many of them said, I'm ready to die for my risen Lord. And that's the way it's been through history, through the ages. That's the way it actually is happening even today. You might say, well, that was hundreds of years ago. What about today? There are many Christians, even today, that will stand for their testimony in the face of death. ISIS has killed many, many, many Christians because they would not recant their faith. Can you imagine your family before you and they saying to you, unless you recant your faith, we're going to kill your family? What faith it must take to stand in such persecution. But for us today, that kind of persecution is not yet a reality. Maybe it will be one day. But right now, we have the freedom to make that decision. I'm here tonight, and by the power of God's Spirit, I challenge you. Have you received God's invitation? Receive His gift. Receive Christ into your life. Let Him begin a miracle in you. Is that you? I hope that you will receive His gift tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for this Christmas gift. As we have recounted it this evening, as we have seen it portrayed for us. But more than this, Lord, I pray You will convince us of the truth of Jesus Christ, that each one of us will have that transforming experience, that transforming connection with You, and we will know that You are real, that Jesus Christ is the risen Lord. Lord, I pray for each one here tonight. I pray if we have not come to that point, that tonight would be a miracle. Tonight would be a night of miracles. As we're in this quiet moment, and God is speaking, His Holy Spirit is drawing. Do you need to receive Christ? Do you need to invite Him into your life? He calls us to come. You who are thirsty, come to Me, and I will give you living water. Is that you tonight? All throughout this congregation, God is speaking. If He is speaking to you, I invite you right now. We're going to pray a simple prayer. I invite you to invite Jesus Christ into your life. Let Him begin a miracle in your life. Is that you? I'm going to ask you to do something very bold. We're not trying to embarrass anyone, but if God is speaking to you tonight and you know you need to receive Him, you need to respond to His invitation, would you raise your hand? Would you show God, would you show Him that you need to receive His gift? All across this congregation, you respond to God right now. Amen. I'm going to invite us to pray a prayer, a prayer of invitation. We'll all pray together. We're not trying to embarrass anyone. And together we'll invite the God of the universe to touch our lives, and may Christ come into our hearts. Pray this with me. Heavenly Father, thank You for loving me. Thank You for sending Your Son Jesus, who is Savior and Lord. I invite Him in my life. Forgive my sins and give me new life and eternal life. I thank You, Lord, for loving me and saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can you give the Lord a hand? Amen. He is worthy. He is worthy. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to close our service with our tradition of singing the song Silent Night. I'm going to invite the choir to come on up with me, and our ushers are going to distribute the candles at this point. Unfortunately, we discovered that some of them, the batteries have died. So we're going to have to ask you to share those candles, perhaps one in the family, something of that sort.